This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Every January for the last 30 years or so, maybe 31 years, state and local officials have descended upon Austin to hear one man and his opinions. He is not a rock star. He is not a prophet. He is Angelos Angelou, maybe a mixture of the two, rock star, prophet. Actually, more correctly, he is an economist and a forecaster. Some say he is conservative in his forecasts. Still, lawmakers follow his words carefully because he's been proven to be on the money in the past, if you'll pardon the pun. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much.
You like this rock star stuff? You feel like a rock star?
No, I do
not.
Well,
on a day like today, I mean, you have a major press conference, a lot of cameras pointed your direction. Let's talk a little bit about some of your findings. This year, I guess, has been a little more complicated in the past. And I know that you've been working and reworking your numbers as we've seen the price in oil just continue to plummet. Here's the big question. What can we expect to see in 2016? Are we talking about a good year or not so much?
Well, I think for Texas, it's going to be slower than what we have been accustomed to seeing in growth, particularly because of the lower oil prices. But let me set the record straight. Mm-hmm. Lower oil prices are good for the state of Texas, not bad.
Really?
Absolutely. And I don't know why has the focus been on what the lower prices are doing to the U.S. economy or the Texas economy. Higher oil prices tend to benefit specific regions of Texas, as well as the U.S. and certain parts of the world. But lower prices put a lot more money into people's pockets. So in Texas, the benefit of lower prices gives consumers $23 billion annually.
$23 billion? Are you saying just in Texas or in
just
the United
in
States?
Texas.
Wow.
So you could say the lower price of oil may have led to the layoff of quite a few people, and we estimate that cost to be in the neighborhood of $9 to $10 billion. Mm-hmm. But the benefit is 23.
But what happens to those people? Are there places for them to go? Places for them to find work?
Some of them will find work elsewhere. A lot of them will have to retrain and get into other industries. So with a low unemployment rate in Texas, I don't necessarily see that as a huge problem.
Unemployment right now, what is it, hovering right around the 5%?
Just 5%? Under 5%. For Austin, is under 4%. Mm. And quite frankly, we could use a bit more labor in Austin.
We need more unemployment? That's hard for some people to get their heads around.
I hear that a lot of companies have difficulty hiring people. So the ratio of applicants to job openings is not healthy at this point in time.
One of the things that we have talked about quite a bit on the program as we've interviewed folks over the past several months is that as Texas goes, so goes the rest of the United States. As you look at the economy, the economic picture, how does Texas sort of balance out with the rest of the nation? I mean, one of the major dynamics is that people have been leaving places like California, for example, and coming to Texas. Do you see that continuing into 2016?
I do. The population in Texas is estimated to grow by another 450,000 people each one of the next 2 years.
What do you attribute that to, that trend?
We are far more diversified than often the media portrays. It's not all about the oil and gas industry. We have ports, we have finance, we have technology, we have the medical center in Houston and other places. So it's not just a one single sector economy like Saudi Arabia or Russia for that matter.
I have to ask you a somewhat silly question here. You remember the movie where, I think it was The Graduate, The Future is Plastics. So let's imagine that you're at a cocktail party and you put your hand on the shoulder of someone about to enter college. You say, the future is what if you want to live in Texas?
I think the future is bright in the state of Texas. There are plenty of jobs to be had.
But is there a sector that seems to be doing for Texas something that's extraordinary?
I think it is, by and large, the medical, as well as the technology sector.
We're going to have a link to Angelos Angelou's complete economic forecast for this year. You can find it at texasstandard.org. So you don't believe the Texas miracle is over, do you?
No, absolutely not. I'm very optimistic, both about the prospects for the Texas economy as well as for Austin's economy.
Economist Angelos Angelou, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.